This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military officials said Monday American forces in Iraq and Syria have come under attack 151 times since mid-October when Iran-backed militias started firing rockets and drones in support of Palestinians. VOA's Jeff Seldon reports from the Pentagon.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has been clear with Iran.
We continue to message both publicly and privately that we don't seek a wider war.
The U.S. has launched strikes against Houthi targets over the past 2 weeks, and a U.S. strike in the heart of Baghdad killed an Iran-backed militia leader earlier this month.
It is really up to the Houthis, to these IRGC-backed militias, to stop their attacks on our forces, on commercial shipping, on innocent mariners that are transiting the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and British militaries have teamed up again to bomb sites in Yemen used by Houthis. The Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's the second time the two allies have carried out strikes in 10 days on the Iranian-backed rebels' missile launching capabilities amid months of Houthi attacks on commercial ships in the region's waters. Several officials say U.S. and U.K. warships, subs, and fighter jets took out Houthi missile storage sites and launchers. Speaking before word of the latest strikes, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the strikes have degraded Houthi capabilities, but the chaotic wave of attacks and reprisals suggests the strikes have not deterred the Houthis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli army said Tuesday that 21 soldiers were killed in Gaza Strip in the deadliest attack on troops since the war began. This is VOA News. Russian missiles have targeted into Ukraine's two biggest cities, damaging apartment buildings and killing at least six people after Moscow shunned any deal to end the almost two-year war that is backed by Kyiv and its Western allies. Officials said Tuesday morning barrage and injured at least 20 people in four districts of Kyiv, the capital including a 13-year-old boy. In Kharkiv in northeast Ukraine, authorities said the onslaught injured 42 people as the missiles damaged around 30 residential buildings. Analysts say the Kremlin's forces stockpiled missiles at the end of last year to press a winter campaign of aerial bombardment. A divided U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Border Patrol agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while a lawsuit over the wire continues. The justices, by a 5-4 vote Monday, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration, which has been in an escalating standoff at the border with Texas and had objected to an appellate ruling in favor of the state. The wire is part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's broader fight with the administration over immigration enforcement. Mexican foreign minister said Monday that senior Mexican, U.S. and Guatemalan officials will meet soon for talks on migration. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The Mexican foreign minister says she has set out plans aimed at reducing pressures on the U.S.-Mexico border. We reached 10 agreements. Among them is standardizing migration figures based on a joint panel, which we will do weekly. At the ministerial level, we will hold a trilateral meeting with Mexico, Guatemala, and the United States as soon as possible. Ken Salazar, the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, told reporters Monday the meeting resulted in a framework comprising of three main points. They are tackling the root causes of migration, creating legal routes for migrants to the United States, and applying the law for those who break the rules. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Before a vote was cast, there was news of an investigation into an apparent attempt to suppress votes in the New Hampshire primary. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us more.
New Hampshire's attorney general is investigating reports of a robocall that apparently used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from participating in the primary election. The voice uses Biden's oft-used phrase, "What a bunch of malarkey," and tells the listener to save your vote for the November election. Attorney General John Formella says the recorded message sent Sunday appears to be an attempt to disrupt and suppress voting, and voters should disregard it. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.